Good evening. You're listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And from approximately 8 to 10 every Sunday night, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around and listen to some swinging sounds. Tonight, we're going to do installment two of our highlight artist, James Moody, great alto sax, tenor sax man, also was very accomplished on the flute. And so we're going to give you a sampling of his recorded efforts down through the years. He spent many, many years in the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band, and when the Big Band disbanded, he headed up a septet and a quintet for several years and then rejoined Dizzy Gillespie with Dizzy Gillespie's quintet. I can remember seeing that group live at the London House in my untoward youth. So we're going to open up the show with Hammerstein, Rogers Hart composition with James Moody on sax, a nice little group behind him doing It Might As Well Be Spring. saxophone artistry of our highlight artist of the week, James Moody, from his prestige album cut in 1954 called Moody's Mood for Blues. And nice ensemble behind him, but he didn't give any of the other personnel an opportunity to solo. However, nice trumpet work in the background there by David Burns. What's up next, Al?
Well, first up, we'll hear from pianist Dodo Marmarosa. And this is from a prestige CD entitled Jug and Dodo. In this CD has 12 tunes on it. Six of them are with the trio headed up by Dodo on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Marshall Thompson on drums. And then six more tunes have Gene Ammons added to the trio. So we'll stick with the trio version first. They're going to do a John Klenner, Sam Lewis tune entitled Just Friends. Thank you. And that was Just Friends, featuring Dodo Marmarosa on the piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Marshall Thompson on drums. That was from a Prestige CD remastered and released in 1990. The original recording was in 1962, but Prestige didn't release any of that until 1972, and it's kind of hard to figure that one out. It could have had something to do with Dodo not being the most stable individual mentally, but whatever the reason, I'm sure glad they did release it.
Okay, we're going to continue now to do highlighting the alto sax, tenor sax, float artistry of James Moody. We're going to move now to a little group that he put together. It was a little septet. It was a swinging little septet. It was a little big band, highly arranged, except for Moody out in front, because he solos all the way through these things. And this was a lot cut live at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco in 1961 on a Cadet label. Cadet label was a kind of a sister recording company to Argo Records out of Chicago. Got a fine trumpet man in the ensemble, Howard McGee, but Howard didn't get a chance to solo at all. James kept him in the background, but it was a really swinging little group. They really swung hard, and I really enjoyed this LP. I think you will, too. And this is a thing written by James Moody called Bunny Boo. Bunny Boo, a Moody composition. It really was just a plain old 12-bar blues that Moody did solo all the way through. Didn't have any real theme to speak of. It was cut on a Cadet label back in 1961, and you could tell by the applause at the end of the solo that it was cut live, and it was cut live at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco in 1961. What's on your playlist next, Al?
Well, on the list next is Coleman Hawkins, and he heads up a group on a CD entitled Timeless Jazz. Features Coleman on tenor sax, Billy Taylor on piano, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Eddie Burt on trombone, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. They're going to do a Johnny Green, Edward Heyman tune entitled Out of Nowhere. And it was Out of Nowhere, featuring Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Billy Taylor on piano, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Eddie Burt on trombone, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was from a CD entitled Timeless Jazz. It was originally released on the Jazztone label in 1955, and then the CD was released on the Fresh Sound label out of Switzerland in 1991.
Next up is James Moody from his album on the Warner Brothers label, cut in 1996. Jumped quite a few years ahead here from 1961 to 96. And this album was called Young at Heart. I believe, if the liner notes are correct and my memory is correct, James Moody is backed up by Slide Hampton on trombone, bass and alto flute by Frank West, and flute and alto flute by Jerry Dodgen. Very nice arrangement. And this is a song that was written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen back in the late 50s. And Sinatra had a big hit on it on the Capitol label, Come Fly With Me. So let's listen to James Moody. Thank you. James Moody out in front on that particular track, Come Fly With Me, Con and Van Heusen composition, and a very tasty arrangement. You could hear Frank West and Jerry Dodgen in the background on alto flutes backing up James Moody. It's from the album Come Young at Heart. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from Ray Charles. This is from an LP entitled The Genius After Hours, and it features Ray Charles without any vocals on it. And in addition to Ray on piano, we'll hear from David Fathead Newman on tenor sax, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and William Peebles on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Ray, but I doubt if he titled it. It's the title tune from the album The Genius After Hours.
Thank you.
And that was Ray Charles with a tune that he wrote that happens to be the title tune from his LP, The Genius After Hours. Features Ray on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and William Peebles on drums. And that was released on the Atlantic label in 1961.
Next up is a thing that James Moody cut on the Argo label in the early 60s. And the album, this is a title track from the album Flute and the Blues. And, of course, James Moody was an excellent flautist as well as a great reed man. And one of my favorite overlooked, underrated trumpet men on this particular track is Johnny Coles, who had a really nice sound. And so let's listen to the title track, Flute and the Blues, written by James Moody. Thank you. some nice flute work by our spotlight artist of the week, James Moody. Wonderful, easy, laid-back trumpet solo by Johnny Coles. And that was a title track from the Argo album cut by James Moody called Flute and the Blues.
Well, I guess my focus is on the piano tonight unintentionally. We'll hear from another great pianist, Red Garland. This is from his LP, Red Garland at the Prelude, on the Prestige label. And with Red is Jimmy Rouser on bass and Charles Wright on drums. And they're going to do the classic written by Irvin Drake and Juan Tizol, Perdido. And that was Ellington classic Perdido, written by Irvin Drake and Juan Tizol, and featuring Red Garland on piano, Jimmy Rouser on bass, Clarence Wright on drums, and from the Prestige LP, Red Garland at the Prelude, released in 1971.
You've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the better part of the last hour. And we're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about 5 minutes, so we'll be back for another approximate 1 hour of swinging sounds, so don't go away. We're going to close out the first hour with James Moody's album, Moody Plays Mancini. Of course, it's a theme album, all songs written by Henry Mancini. This is a one that was written by Henry called Silver Streak, and Gil Goldstein moves from the piano to the organ on this particular track. Let's listen to Silver Streak.